We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Ooh, yes, we sure do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover.
Hello, lover.
Is it officially summer or what?
It is. I think my alter ego, PP Sweats, is making an appearance.
Yeah.
He hibernates all winter and then just comes out sweating as soon as the weather breaks.
Right when it's 84. Now
oh, yes.
It's back down to 49.
I know. These jolts, my insides.
Yeah.
They howl.
That's how you know you're alive.
I wish there was a healthy howl like that. It's more like a...
You know who does have a healthy howl?
Yes.
And is alive. This Brooklyn-based actor, comedian, and video producer. He puts up and performs in comedic variety shows all around the Big Apple. You've no doubt seen him on MNN's The Special without Brett Davis.
Yes, he's a founding member of Discovery Zone Comedy and Art Collective and the Goo House Comedy Collective. We are moist as hell to welcome Mr. Colin Burgess.
Woo!
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome, friend.
Wait, is somebody coming in now that you rang the bell?
No, it's not a doorbell. It's just like an emphasis bell.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's no room. There's no service.
No, we don't.
I wish.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Room
call
service?
For some. Call for that maitre d'.
Well, we are a classy podcast.
We try to be. So we like to wine and dine our guests.
What did Colin ask for?
The booch.
I got classic GT's booch here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Synergy.
Proclaimed booch boy. That one is a cranberry?
Cosmic cranberry.
This is the original. I don't know what, there's a flavor. I don't know what original.
I've never had the original.
I think original is just like
feel free if you want
algae-ish.
Algae-ish.
Fermentation flavored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should also mention before he just emerges like a spook from the shadows that Haas is in the boudoir with
He's
us.
He's in the closet with
in
us.
In the closet.
Yeah.
I never am in the closet, but I don't know. I figure why not?
I know.
You're
feels
always
good
in the closet
you.
Next door.
Yeah, I'm usually just watching and listening.
The voice of Satan just chimes in
but
over
now,
there.
Yeah, now I get to really be in it. With
oh,
it
yes.
You're going to
yes.
help me with my riffs.
Your riffs?
Yeah.
Baby.
They might not be, I'm tired.
Riffs. Yeah, yeah.
So that might not be good.
Right,
you got to
now?
Back me up on these riffs.
Oh, you want? All right.
Just signaling, even. I think we were talking like one of these kind
yeah.
of, or if it's going or.
Colin,
like
when I can, I'll alley-oop you on those riffs.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Oop riffs.
Now we'll know if you're jerking off. We never know before.
I know. We hear the little sloshes and
the unzips.
Faps. Yeah, but we're never quite sure. So it's about time to just put it all on the table.
So
I'm
far,
excited.
He's zipped up.
Single, looking to mingle is what we usually talk about during the wine or dine.
Oh, when yeah.
You're not mm-hmm. single.
You're not single.
No, I'm not.
He's not single, everybody.
Not anymore.
No.
He was at one point single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4 years
Most
ago.
Of us.
Ooh, 4 years ago.
4 years. Awesome. That's.
The landscape has changed, is my understanding.
It has.
In the last 4 years.
In terms of.
In terms of dating,
global warming.
Oh, I thought you meant in terms of my situation.
Oh no, not yours. No. Just in general.
Because
and
it has.
We wouldn't
warming.
Presume
yours
to
has
know.
As well. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we all, our landscapes grow, they die, they just slowly die over the course.
So you're grooming yourself these
45
days.
Years.
Grooming my like.
Yeah. You're landscaping yourself.
Yeah.
That's man's.
I'm doing a
I
bunch of different
to,
stuff.
I tried to throw a little.
Yeah, is this one of those alley oops you were talking about?
That was exactly what. That
well, that
was.
You flung that one into
we
the
might
stand.
Have to you're kick
supposed
you back
to alley oop me.
Oh, you're right. I set myself up.
I'm not good at alley-oops.
I'm not good at basketball.
This isn't the NBA All-Star game.
Wow. Bunch of podcasters trying to play sports.
I used to be a decent free throw shooter.
I do groom myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
I was commenting on your hair when we came in there. It looks,
yeah.
Yeah, you have a nice head of hair.
I usually have more hair on my face.
Like as much as Murph has?
I did very recently. I had a pretty much that much.
Yep.
Yeah.
When the weather breaks, you like to trim it down.
I do.
It's like a dog.
But I like to grow the stuff on top.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Like a surfer guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
growing
cool.
the stuff on
can't,
top.
Do you
I,
surf?
I can't surf. No.
Yeah.
No,
I surfed
no
once,
surfing for me.
And I was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You're a snowboarder. You know,
yeah.
it's all that center
well,
of gravity.
The hardest part is just getting out there. Like,
yeah.
You could just die trying to swim to a place where you can get away.
I know. The paddling is...
Standing up is way less hard, in my opinion, than getting your chubby body out to the middle of the sea.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you in Point Break.
They don't tell you that.
No.
They're all rock hard bodies.
Mm-hmm. They're all soisés.
Soisé. Speaking of soisé, what do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Yeah.
What do we do here, darling?
Thank you, Will. Here we, you know, we like to explore topical matters of the hearts and parts.
Rip from the headlines.
So we tore this number from the headlines. This comes from Vice.
Wait, you tore this out of a paper?
We just ripped it out of a paper.
On the internet.
Yeah, and then printed it onto this. But yeah, it was torn. It was virtually torn, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Vice. What the fuck? It is Patrick Swayze.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, my.
Perfect segue.
Soisé Synergy. This title of this article is Patrick Swayze's old G-string is up for auction. Just remember.
One thing we can't get enough of is Patrick Swayze's G-string.
Of course. Vice bringing it to us.
I know.
What's going on here?
All right. Basically, next Friday, Dirty Dancing fans will get their chance to bid on some of Patrick Swayze's earthly possessions in a Los Angeles auction.
Yeah, that's right. Julian's Auctions, the same classy auction house that sold off Truman Capote's ashes,
ooh,
is including some of Swayze's items in its Hollywood Legends collection. Roughly 640 of his things will be auctioned, including a leather jacket from Dirty Dancing, a silk shirt from Ghost, and the custom surfboard he used in Point Break.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's more insane that I seriously did not look at this article and that Swayze was just in my bones. I think he's in the room with us here, as a matter of fact, it feels like right now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Ghost.
It's like Ghost. He's
it's
real
like,
Ghost.
Yeah, the movie Ghost.
Whoa, somebody's lifting my arms up and down.
Mm.
What's the starting bid?
I wonder on that G-string. I feel like that might be the top selling. That silk shirt in Ghost was a nice number, though.
Yeah. I would go for the silk shirt.
Me too.
Would we open the bidding at on that G-string? I would start it at $5,000.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of like creepy old ladies there that are willing to like spend a lot of money on that. What's interesting is the G-string is from the movie Keeping Mom, which I've never heard of or seen.
Mm. Mm. Unpopular movie.
Yeah, not one of his finest.
Yeah, starting bid's going to be low.
Maybe.
You're right. Yeah,
the
it's probably
true
just
fans.
Based on the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because, exactly, I was like, G-string, interesting. And then I couldn't place where. I was like, I don't think there was a G-string in Ghost.
Julie Newmar.
There could have been. It could have been under the pants.
Yes.
That's true.
That's for the real fans. Those are the deep cuts of, let's get that G-string. He was just wearing the entire time shooting, but
just
we never
method.
Knew. Yep.
The other really creepy thing is that they're auctioning off that, like, that stuff makes sense because it has to do with his filmography. They're also auctioning off a lot of his personal items, like some of his teeth. And x-rays and like some of his childhood toys, like teddy bears and stuff.
Well, that has to do with the movies. They were in the movies too.
They were. His teeth followed him throughout his career.
They were in all of his movies.
They were.
But the x-rays
starting
were
bid's
not.
Gonna be high for those.
Yeah, for those Swayze molars.
Swayze tooth. That's just like.
Yeah, I could do without the teeth. I think I would pay big bucks for a Swayze thong or a shirt.
Part of me.
Maybe his hair. Speaking back to those luscious locks.
Yeah. I would do like something about maybe the x-rays because of the dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I would love anything from Roadhouse.
Yes. Yes.
That is a fucking fantastic movie. Yep.
Anything from Roadhouse.
The throat of the man.
Are they selling the bar from Roadhouse?
Oh, my God.
They might. 640 items. I mean, I would imagine something from Roadhouse.
Or his character's NYU degree in philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
I would hang that shit up proudly in my office.
Get that print out.
You don't have an office.
I don't.
But that's how you start. You get a fucking fake degree from Roadhouse and you can start an office.
I think they would have led with that. I don't think they're selling that.
No.
Well, we don't.
640.
We don't have the whole article here, do we?
No.
And
you guys ripped
all
that article to pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is pop journalism.
You just took your favorite parts here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of me is like, his widow needs money, so she should do whatever she wants. And then the other part of me is like, this is really fucking creepy. What world are we living in where you're auctioning off people's teeth?
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, if people want them, you got to give the people what they want. And he was a fan favorite.
My question is, was he not buried or cremated with his teeth?
Don't they keep the teeth out of the fire?
The cremation?
Yeah. The cremation.
Cremation they do if you have metal. I know, I've heard that. Like, if you have a pacemaker.
No, it's
or
all
like
porcelain fillings.
Anything, they have to take it out. Because I don't know why.
It would be a waste to burn it.
Yeah, it would.
The
when
teeth?
You could, when you could have an auction coming up. Yeah.
Or bury it.
You could say that about, like, someone's skeleton or scalp or eyeballs.
Yeah. Mm.
Sell it.
Sell his eyes.
Hey, you could donate your skull to the theaters.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. To be used in Hamlet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Roadhouse?
Yep. Or Roadhouse the musical.
Yep, taking it on the road.
Taking it to the road.
I want to see the full list of these 640 items, so we'll get back to you on that. We ripped a couple that were...
Is there anything left of the article now that it's been ripped up?
No.
No. Just Vice is not pleased with us.
Yeah, they're pretty ticked.
We left it in shambles.
We do what we have to keep this radio show on the air. Well, Soise.
Thank you, Patrick.
Rest in power. We love you. We're huge fans, by the way.
Yeah. We'll at least try for one of those bicuspids when they go up.
Yes, please.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you say we do a little listener love, huh?
Let's.
Listen, a mailbag.
What happens here, darling?
Colin, we're shitty at giving advice, but people email us, they tweet at us, they ask us for our opinions and some advice. So we hope you can help us.
Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Awesome. So who do we have first?
Well, our first question is from Mary Jane in Oakland, California, via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. MJ types, I'm an identical twin, and I swear I can feel when my sister has sex. My doctor says I'm crazy. Know anything about this phenomenon?
No twins. I don't have any
I
twins.
Believe there is a Cheech and Chong movie about this very thing.
Amazing.
Really?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to be twins in that movie?
They're supposed to be identical twins
that
feel each other's pain and pleasure.
Ooh.
Well, isn't that kind of
I
like
forget what it's called.
The
Stigmata? Like the Cornetto brothers or something like that?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's one of the lesser Cheech and Chongs.
Keeping Mom for Swayze.
Used to be on Showtime.
They had it in heavy rotation.
Yeah, if you want to watch it, just you should go on Showtime like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So it's a true phenomenon.
That's where I saw it.
Everybody take a moment, go back to 6 years ago, get on Showtime.
Get on
to Showtime.
Yep. And you'll get your Cheech and Chong fix and a little science. Sharing pleasure and pain.
Am I wrong about the Stigmata thing? Isn't that kind of what that is?
With the Stigmata, you mean the Jesus Christ wounds and all that?
Yeah, but
understand the Stigmata.
I'm not religious, so I probably am getting this wrong. But there's a lot of like themes in movies and books where people like feel the wounds of someone else. And I think that originally comes from like Jesus's wounds, but twins,
and Jesus can probably feel us having sex.
Yes.
Yes.
Only if you're a Christian.
Yes. Yeah, you got to believe. Yes. You got to be a born again for him to feel all those pleasures. I mean, that's a lot of pleasures in a day.
Yeah.
For one.
I don't think there will be a moment where he's not feeling.
In full
yeah.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of people are getting injured as well, constantly.
That's got to be that's just a violent fucking carousel of pleasure and pain.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to take on for one.
Maybe we should watch that Cheech and Chong movie.
I think so. Yeah.
I'd have to rewatch that movie to answer this
question. Let's pause right now. We'll watch the full movie.
Yes.
And then we'll come back.
We'll be back. Right.
And we're back.
Oh, well, my Showtime password didn't work.
Yeah. I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome.
I would like to say to this listener that we believe you. Even if your doctor says you're crazy, you know what you feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's real to you, you know, perception and all that.
Yeah.
Doctors don't know everything.
No.
No.
No, they do not.
That's also why there's different types of doctors.
Yeah, what kind
of doctor
are you going to?
You know?
Mm-hmm. The shamans.
She should go to maybe a twin doctor.
Yes. Yep. Twin-cologist.
A twin-cologist, called. Yeah.
Yep. There are so few of the good ones left, you know?
Yeah.
But that's why Yelp exists.
Yelp it.
Make sure you go to the good twin doctor, though.
Yeah.
Not his brother.
Yeah.
Or her brother.
Don't go to the twin.
Or her twin sister. Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, best of luck.
We're one for one. Who else do we have, Haas?
Our second question is from an anonymous dude in Atlanta, Georgia, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Anon asks, I got pretty turnt and shat myself sleeping over at a gal's dorm recently, and it played it off like she did it. This guy can't type. She got made fun of a lot and left school. Should I just move on with my life? So, yeah, this dude basically accused someone
of soiling the sheets.
Yeah, when he had done it.
Also dropped a turnt and a shat in one uh, one listener love, which is amazing.
Wow. Isn't this like an old, I like heard this story in college.
A similar situation.
I've also, I've heard of this guy, Anon, before.
Anon.
Oh, and, yeah, Anon, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this guy comment.
He's very
all
active.
The time.
Yeah, on like YouTube videos and shit.
On almost every platform.
Yeah. He's making his rounds. But
what was,
know,
what was his last name?
His last name was Dude.
Anon Dude.
Anonymous Dude.
Anonymous Dude.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, it does ring a bell.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like you're also just, it's a shit move, you know? To
in more ways than one.
Yeah, in all the ways.
Well, I heard, like, in college that a guy woke up, had shat himself drunk, wiped it in the girl's ass who was still passed out, and then left and let her think that she did it.
Fiendish.
That's exactly, it kind of feels like one of those, like, old wives' tales people tell about people getting drunk and fucking each other over.
Well, also, people get drunk and shit. I mean, that's probably, like, a 4%, I think, of every time, in, you know, you're in college and is my, you know, that's what I've heard of college.
Everybody poops.
Yeah.
Good point.
You leave that book behind on the dresser as well. You're really going to lengths. Let's wipe some shit into the ass. Leave the Everybody Poops book just so that you're like, hey, don't be ashamed. I went the extra mile and got you this children's book.
Yeah.
I think you should tell her it was you so she comes back to school.
Yeah, well, we're gonna out you, Anon, dude, so no more comments for you on the
web. If anybody knows Anon, you know,
send a photo.
He was the one.
Yeah,
that pooped in this situation.
Yep, that's another notch on Anon's belt.
Anon could give us an anonymous tip about Anon. Mm. It would be kept anonymous.
The whole Anon family. We're crumbling it from the inside.
Unless he's an orphan,
or a twin. Goodbye, Anon.
I feel like we helped.
Two for two.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Well, lastly, Hannah in Alaska, all the way from Alaska, tweeted at us. Minaj Radio. Han wonders, can you guys help me with my Tinder profile? I'm not a great writer, but I want it to be funny and say I'm not just here for sex.
What do we know about this person?
Yeah.
Alaska.
Can you message her back really quick and ask?
Yep.
About
edit.
Her?
I'll use my edit on this one. Let's edit, and then we'll come back after we...
All right.
Yeah, after we've spoken to Hannah.
So, I just got a message back from Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
She lives with her aunt.
Okay.
She has 12 dogs. She's 6'1".
Good vitals.
Yeah, and she likes hiking.
Oh.
I think all that can go in the profile.
Yeah, I think you just wrote it.
The humor, though.
That's it?
There needs to be
Oh, wait, it needs to be funny?
Sort of punchline. Well, at least... I think she said something that's funny. Did she say that, or am I just...
She wants it to
one
be funny and not just sexy.
Oh, mine was too sexy.
Yeah, yeah, and 12 dogs sexy. And my aunt, 6'1".
Maybe we add something about how she's got a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then...
I'm funny, so I don't need to make my Tinder profile do the work. That's just a, you know, brainstorm, tossing that out. I don't know how that would play in the field. But, again, the landscape's changed. I don't know.
Maybe she could put an old street joke in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a full street joke.
You thinking from the book of street jokes? Or you mean just like an old...
You know, like an old...
around the bar, like an uncle.
Yeah, you know, like...
who has two thumbs?
Everybody owns the joke.
Is 6'1", this guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know what a street joke is, though. You were explaining.
I think it, that's...
It's just like any old...
Is it like street magic?
Yeah, well, people tell the jokes on the street.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the David Blaine of comedy, is my understanding now of street humor. Take a street joke. Or a Blaine trick.
Maybe a magic trick. It's hard to get across in a typed bio, though.
Yeah.
Oh, she could describe an improv scene.
Yes, transcribe. Transcribe your favorite improv scene.
Yeah.
That'll
They'll
play.
Definitely know
well,
you're
funny.
Not
that
just
swipes.
There for sex.
That's Swipe City. Yeah. You're definitely not there for sex.
I don't know how many characters they gave you in that bio, but...
I was asking that the other day. For some reason, I was under the impression it was limited, and then somebody said it's not.
Unlimited?
That's insanity. some people have got to go.
A funny joke she could do is just copy and paste Infinite Jest in there.
Oh, that's a good one. With a lot of those like footnotes.
Yep. Yeah, when you got footnotes in your Tinder bio.
Me like
Infinite Jest.
Or you could be like, I'm like TBS. Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Characters welcome.
You got your highbrow and your lowbrow.
Is that TBS?
I don't know if that's
No, but that would be a good joke. One.
That's pretty good.
I'm like TBS.
That's USA.
Characters welcome.
I'm the TBS of USA.
That's a good joke to put in there.
That is a good one. You actually did get a joke out of that.
Hannah.
There you go, Hannah.
Also, Hannah lives in Alaska, and isn't there like 3 or 4 men to every 1 woman in the state? So
is that the demo?
Yeah, so you got to be funny.
Yeah, you really got to
be funny.
I was going to say more. You have a lot of options. Like, there's less women, so you have to, you have
but maybe
like, more.
She's looking for quality.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I took it opposite.
Right.
There's more
really
men.
You have to be better because there's so many men around.
Yeah.
Oh, Alaska.
Yeah, maybe your bio doesn't have to be that good.
Yeah.
Just say, I live in Alaska.
Yeah, these are the numbers. Yeah,
I'm
4-1.
A woman, I live in Alaska.
Yep.
Impress me.
Don't be one of those guys who just carries Infinite Jest around.
Yes.
It's a thing.
You're helped, Hannah. You're welcome.
Helped.
Those were some quality questions. We appreciate those coming in.
Sure were.
But now we have some questions for our guest.
Colin, are you even ready for this?
Yeah, these are sections. They're rapid fire questions.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
All right.
I had to take a booch.
I burped. You booched. Now we're ready.
Booch burps. Yep.
6 sections begins now.
Colin, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Oh, my God. Don't Stop Believing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, what's the sexiest animal?
Fox.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Rosario Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
I don't know their names.
Got
Betty
some.
White.
Yes, Rose. 69 or 420?
Oh, 69.
And lastly, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Definitely a lounge chair.
Ooh, 6 sections with Colin Burgess.
Thank you, sir.
Some follow-ups.
Let's do it.
I loved the internal struggle over 69 or 420.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You got to draw
the
line.
What did I pick again?
You ended up going 69.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my
you
favorite.
Very confidently didn't answer for a while.
Yeah, I believe you're 69 and while you're high, though, after that response.
Oh.
I'm like, you just get high and then you 69.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's the best state of mind.
It is.
Absolutely.
Rose. Rose is wonderful. Heart
Betty
of gold.
White.
Yep.
St. Olaf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Simple, sincere.
Yep.
Loving.
Mm-hmm.
Sexiest animal is a fox.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
That's where Foxy comes from.
Duh. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, someone saw that fox and was just like, yeah, foxy lady.
Or they were living in Alaska and there weren't any gals around. They saw a fox.
Yep.
And also, foxes get me off.
Yes, yeah. There was also that. So, you didn't even hesitate with that. That was an immediate.
The teeth are pointy, but they're small.
Yeah.
Right.
Pelts are soft, pointy teeth.
Don't Stop Believing. We recently watched the documentary.
Oh, yes.
On Journey, finding their new.
Yeah, Arnell. The new singer of Journey after Steve Perry just turned to dust.
It's pretty amazing.
And was auctioned off.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. That I don't really listen to that song. I just don't know many lyrics.
You listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't know many lyrics, and
dude,
that was
cool.
The first thing that came to my mind.
It's okay. It's
you're a Journey
song.
Head. It's all
you
right.
Get it.
It's okay. No judgment here. We won't stop believing that you're.
If I could change my answer, I really would like to.
No,
you
sorry.
Can't turn back time.
Damn it.
No, give him an edit point. Come on.
Another edit point.
Another?
Oh, my.
Do we have unlimited edits today?
Yeah. All right, look, if you're going to do an edit point, go get the greatest hits of Journey. In fact,
I did ask for my voice to be modulated, though. Has that happened?
That'll be later.
It just happened now.
Oh, good.
And you're modulated.
And you're now a bot.
Do you want to go high pitch or low pitch on the modulation?
Low.
No.
My voice
low.
Is already pretty high.
Yeah, let's mask it as much as we can.
Yeah.
And a lounge chair.
That's very sexy.
Yes.
You got to be lounging.
I love lounge
Rosario chairs. In the lounge chair.
Yeah, with the fox.
With the fox and the candlestick.
And Mrs.
Mustard's.
White.
Yes.
Ha ha ha. It's Clue. All right.
It all comes together.
All right.
I think we won that round of six sections.
Should we get it wet?
I'd like to.
Yeah. Ooh, make it wet.
Well, now we're going to have a contest. And actually, our Judge Haas is going to be face to face with us now. So he usually sits up on his in his high castle. So what we're going to do here, Colin, is a contest between the three of us where we take passages from things that weren't written to be sexy and we try to read them as sultry as we can to try to make it wet,
get it erotic. So Haas, what's our source material today?
This week we'll be reading the history of socks.
Wow, sexy.
Very sexy. Murph, you're going to start us off. Got your passage.
Got it.
Now toe that line, baby boy.
Ooh.
Socks have evolved over the centuries from the earliest models, which were made from animal skins gathered up and tied around the ankles. In the 8th century BC, the ancient Greeks wore socks from matted animal hair for warmth. The Romans also wrapped their feet with leather or woven fabrics.
Damn, that was sexy. Who's next?
Diana.
That's me.
All right, you got your passage.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, lube up them ankles.
All right, will do. By the 5th century AD, socks called putties were worn by holy people in Europe to symbolize purity. By 1000 AD, socks became a symbol of wealth among the nobility. In the 16th century onwards, an ornamental design on the ankle or side of a sock has been called a clock.
Oh my, putties.
Putties.
Wow, 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 very sexual. Last up is Colin.
I'd just like to make sure my voice will be modulated for this.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Great, great.
We'll even go extra lower. We'll get into that deep baritone.
All right.
Here we go.
Why don't you go ahead and put the cock back in these foot sleeves for me, please?
will do. The invention of knitting machine in 1589 meant that socks could be knitted 6 times faster than by hand.
Ooh.
Yes. Knitting machines and hand knitters worked side by side until 1800.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's right. The next revolution in sock production was the introduction of nylon. 1938.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so close.
Ugh.
I'm edging.
Until then, socks were commonly made from silk, cotton, and wool.
Oh my.
Wool. Pull that wool.
Pull on the wool.
Was that good for you?
That was so good.
I felt safe.
Yes, I felt very safe. It was clinical but efficient. Mm. And I also like you checking in at the end. Was that good for you? It's sad that we're going to have to modulate your voice because I feel like it was done so well, but it'll, you know.
We'll wait until you hear the modulation.
Oh yeah, I cannot wait. That'll be a repeat. I'm going to file that one away.
We're just going to ice the fuck out of that cake.
Oh, yeah. So, Haas.
I mean, we know
it's clear.
The winner
Yeah,
is.
This is clear.
It's Diana. Colin.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, definitely.
You're just doing this because I'm the guest.
No. I'm impartial.
I really thought I had that one.
You never win.
I know. No. I've never won.
Never won.
At anything.
Well, I'd like to bequeath my...
Queef?
Or bequeath.
Please don't queef anything at us.
Thank you.
That was a high five after the dunk. I don't know if that was much of an alley-oop.
He alley-ooped himself.
He slapped your ass after you, like, you just did a 360.
No.
Well, he was dancing in the end zone, and I went over to help him.
Could I use my edit to edit out Haas?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
We'll backtrack.
Okay, cool.
This is going to be an interesting ep. There'll be some dead air where Haas is edited out. We'll have a modulated voice, and it'll just be two fucking married lunatics just howling at the moon.
Which is usually what this is.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is going to be a power ep.
I have a really good feeling about this one.
Look, if we help sell just one of those 640 Swayze items, we've done our fucking job here today.
Guys, we can't jerk ourselves off for the episode. We haven't even finished it yet.
I know.
Wait, no?
No, we still are going.
Oh, my.
Well, congratulations on your win, Colin.
Yes.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you so much.
What do you guys say we slip on over to Virtual Sugar?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you for your positivity.
So we know you're not single, but we want to just pretend for a moment that you are so we could see you in action.
Okay. So you're going to pick a name from this cup. It's one of the three of us. And then you're going to improvise a date with whomever it is.
Okay.
And we're just going to see what you're like. Just be yourself. He's picking a name for our listeners at home. Ooh, he's chosen a piece of paper. He's so unwrapping it.
Do I keep it a secret?
No.
That would be amazing. This is like some sort of twisted dating password.
We don't know who's on the date.
The password.
Okay. Should I tell you?
Yeah.
It's you, Diana.
Oh, yeah, yes. Dirty Diana.
You said I never win.
I was just
now
gonna
I'm
say.
Going on a date with a nice man.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thanks.
You
don't
win.
Fuck it up.
You win.
Shut up.
Okay.
All right.
So nervous.
The date between Colin and Diana begins now.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Are you Diana?
I am. Yeah.
Hi, it's Colin.
Colin, hi. How are you? Sorry, this is like my fourth date today. It's hard to keep everyone
really?
Straight. Yeah, just this online dating thing. I'm just trying to put myself out there.
Were any of the other dates good?
No. One had like potential, but then there was like a weird smell in his apartment and I just left.
Okay, so I still have a shot.
Oh yeah, you definitely have a shot.
Okay.
I mean, you seem cool. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm my name is Colin.
Got that already.
And I'm a comedian in the alt comedy scene.
Ooh, do something funny.
Well, that's kind of funny in the comedy scene. That's kind of like a faux pas.
Oh, sorry. I'm a nurse, so I don't really know what people do.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Scene. Yeah.
I'd like to start the bidding here for this 4x4-inch square peach patch of skin, excuse me, from Patrick Swayze's back.
Oh
I'd like to start the bidding at $600.
Ooh. 600.
Do I hear 600?
600.
600.
600. 800.
Wait, I have 800. I have 800. 800 for the 4x4-inch square of patch.
Colin, can I borrow some money?
I have 800 going once.
I mean, when can you pay me back?
I don't know. I'm a nurse.
800 going twice.
Okay, here.
And sold for $800 to this young lady in the front row.
Oh, my God. I've never won anything.
Congratulations, ma'am. You've got a 4x4-inch patch of square. Oh, my.
Should I make a speech?
Had too much syrup today. Yes. Make a speech, please.
Did you say you've had too much syrup today?
Too much syrup today for me. You know, I'm a little off my game. Usually quite the barker here at these auctions, but I don't know. It's the syrup, I think.
What type of syrup?
It's like a purple. It's a purple thing.
Dimetapp.
It's not a brand name. No, it's an off-brand, I think.
Hmm.
It's a bottle of things my cousin makes, but that's neither here nor there.
As a medical professional, I need to tell you, you shouldn't be drinking too much of anything, much less a sweet, maybe medical syrup.
Yeah.
Right. As a non-medical professional, I would have to agree with a medical professional.
Was that one of your jokes?
Oh,
yeah.
He's a comedian.
I'm a comedian in the alt comedy scene.
Oh, my. You're a comedian who did something funny. That's incredible.
All right. I'll give a brief speech. Thank you to everyone who bid. I feel bad that you will not be going home with this 4x4 foot of Patrick Swayze's skin, but I'm going to wrap myself up in it tonight and listen to the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. Thank you.
Thank you. And I take cash. It's a cash only.
Colin, you only gave me $20. And I have 13, so I have $33. How much did you say?
It's 800. It went for $800.
Oh. Dollars.
$800, yes. Mm. And I would also say that the gentleman who was bidding against you has gotten the last 270 Patrick Swayze items, and he is frothing at the mouth right now. So if you don't have the $800,
he's a big Swayze fan. Diana, you really want this patch of skin? Or?
Yeah, but I realize it was foolish to bid on something I couldn't afford.
Yeah, why'd you bid if you're not going to get it?
I'm living a fantasy.
Is there an ATM nearby? Or
Yes, there is an ATM. Yeah.
You have $800 in your bank account?
Well.
That's amazing.
I'm an alt comedian.
Oh, my God. You're right. I should have known. You're like Gallagher or something.
Gallagher, too.
Gallagher, too.
More like Gallagher, too.
Yeah, his brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we auctioned off the original Gallagher's items, and his brother bought every single one of them to take his act on the road.
Wait, isn't that Gallagher, too, over there in the corner?
Yes, he attends all the auctions. There he is.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Gallagher.
Hi.
There he is.
Wow.
yeah, you said, where was that ATM?
Right around the block. There's a nickel and dime spot there. They have a machine.
Colin, I'm so sorry. I just, this is rude. I kind of want to see if I could, you know, hit it off with Gallagher, too.
What?
I know. I'm so sorry. I've just, like, never met, like, a real comedian up close that I've, like, heard of before, you know? I didn't realize he was here. But you should go
get
that money.
I didn't realize he'd be here either.
I'll still borrow the money if you want.
Yeah, I would like that.
Cool.
You are a real gentleman. So you better hustle up. We're about to start the bidding on our next item. Some varicose veins from inside of Swayze's.
$1,000.
I know, sir. I know. Yes.
Wow.
True gentleman.
I haven't been on a good date in a long time.
I know.
Murph.
I know. It's been a while. I'm slumping. I'm in a bit of a slump.
I'm in a slump.
I'll take you to the auction someday,
I'll
dear.
Take you to the auction.
You will.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
Sold. To the strong, independent woman.
I would have bought his skin before I buy a G-string, yeah. I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to go skin over G-string. You gotta, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a more memorable piece.
I'm gonna agree with Murph here.
I said it first.
Yeah.
I'm a bones man.
A bones? Yeah. That fucking show stinks, though, right? But it's been on a while.
Oh, Bones, the show?
The love program. Bones.
You love it?
So good.
This guy loves all bones.
Very funny.
Anything bones.
I'm all about bones, whether it's on my TV or it's on my mantle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or in my pants.
You know, that's not really a bone.
You should see 2001 A Space Odyssey. There's a good bone in that. In the beginning.
Is that a movie?
There's a good bone.
All right. I'm writing it down.
Oh, my.
Hey, actually, let's watch it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Last edit.
I think it was on Showtime.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Showtime password.
All right, well.
I haven't paid my Showtime subscription
Kubrick
fee.
Block, they did.
Oh, well, it's sad that I have no Showtime subscription.
It really is.
Sorry about that.
I know. It's on me, really. I just let it change debit cards and then I didn't update it.
Murph, Cinemax is not worth it.
No, I know, but I keep pumping it out.
You know what else is sad?
What's that?
We have to say goodbye to Colin Burgess.
I know. What? It is sad.
Our listeners do not have to say ciao to Mr. B.
No.
Hit him up at colinburgess.net and follow him at colonoscopy.
And you better not miss Colin's weekly novelty mic, Late Mic, every Monday, 9 p.m. at the Topaz, and catch him opening for Brett Davis at Comedy Central's Corporate Retreat Show. That is May 16th, 8 p.m. at the UCB East Village Theater. Thank you so much,
Thank
Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
You're a real
it's
pleasure.
Been a real pleasure.
No problem.
Should we modulate your name, too?
Yes.
Cool. I don't want my name
Do
in
you
this
have a dub
episode
name?
At all.
Or a preference, a bleep? Or like a...
If you could overdub it with corn burgers.
Corn burgers?
Corn burgers.
Yes. Let's get one clean of you saying corn burgers. We'll modulate this, of course.
Corn burgers.
Got it clean.
I'll do it, too, so we can introduce him.
Mm-hmm.
Corn burgers.
I'll do like a casual one, like we're just talking. It's like, oh, yeah. All right, good one, corn burger.
Okay, and I'll be like, here's a...
You're edited out of this episode anyway, but you should still do it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So should I just make static noises?
Yeah. White noise. Is
Wait,
gonna be...
that's going to be in the episode. That's the best thing you've done all week.
Yeah. It was really good.
You weren't even with me like up until today. How do you know this is the best part of my week?
I saw your
We'd
eyes light up.
I'd also like to thank our producer. Static noise. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Thank you to our listeners. We love you.
Tweet at us at Menage Radio with any of those fucked advice questions.
Yeah, they were pretty messed up today. But still always appreciate a good question.
Thank you, Swayze. On our website, we will list the 640 items.
They weren't even on Vice. No one knows what all 640 are.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
I hope he doesn't have 640 teeth.
Ooh, he's like a beluga whale.
Probably good at eating.
Oh, yeah.
Or
he
was.
Chow. He used to chow through
This
steaks.
Guy can dance. This guy can eat. That's what they would say.
Triple
about
threat. Oh, wait. That's only.
Well, he also was good at dying.
Great at dying.
Good night.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.